Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Brouwhart. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Randy Lurch. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting second. The right fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jesus Vega. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Castano. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sal Butera. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Albert Williams. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Mark Brouwhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwhart strikes out. There goes Thomas. The throw from Butera to second, and Thomas is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. Jesus Vega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vega hits a fly ball into right field. Brouwhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Bobby Castillo now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Moore scores. Gantner moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Castano moves to second. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera takes first base on ball 4. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Brewers. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0-for-1 in the game. Brouhard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenreich takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Eisenreich moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Jesus Vega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vega is 0-for-1 in the game. Vega hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eisenreich moves to third. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Butera and he is out, Castano applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Butera hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive towards the mound. Lurch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell now playing center field. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti juggles the ball. That's an error on Gaetti. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher strikes out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Ward reaches second base with a double. Jesus Vega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vega is 0-for-2 in the game. Vega hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouwhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Brouwhart takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell, who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Brouwhart goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Molitor hits a pop-up towards first. Vega settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Castano reaches second base with a double. Gaetti scores. It's 7-2, Brewers. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Butera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Butera reaches second base with a double. Castano scores. It's 7-3, Brewers. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Jackson now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 10-3, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. Butera drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thomas out. One out. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brouillard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatcher strikes out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesus Vega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vega is 0 for 3 in the game. Vega hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field. Ogilvie picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ogilvie. Vega goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 10-4 Brewers. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Corbett now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butera hits a fly ball into right field. Brouillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. One out. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brouillard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Brouillard reaches second base with a double. Kevin Baz pinch runs for Mark Brouillard. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baz scores. Gantner moves to third. It's 11-4, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kevin Baz now playing right field. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell is called out on strikes. One out. Randy Bush pinch hits for Mickey Hatcher. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Ward reaches second base with a double. Bush moves to third. Jesus Vega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vega is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vega strikes out. Two outs. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.